Shoes for Mother Teresa. In the half-light of a gray San Francisco day, she walked in, asking for Pietro, the shoemaker. She wanted to thank him for cladding her missionaries of charity all these years, remaking their dollar store flip-flops into substantial footwear. An entourage of young nuns wearing thin white saris trimmed in blue flitted about her like excited birds. She was a small woman, but not frail, and when she entered the tiny shop, time paused for a moment. She took Pietro's worn hands in hers, and I knew I was in the presence of not one saint, but two. A fragrance of compassion surrounded me, and when I looked into her eyes, I saw a little mystery and a little mourning. Pietro knelt, not in supplication, but insistence on tracing her feet to make a pattern for sandals. They were not delicate feet, but sturdy with the texture of well-worn leather, feet belonging to a soul who had walked barefoot under a waning Calcutta moon, laying hands upon the dying and the destitute until darkness faded. She stepped onto the paper, her whole body luminous, Pietro gently pressing her foot, outlining the shape of it with a pencil he took from behind his ear, carefully tracing the curve of each toe, like a scribe recording an encounter with the divine.